Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. One for my new book, The Third Ingredient, has won 5 international awards since it just came out. And we're real proud of that. TheThirdIngredient.com with the number 3. Check that out. It's available on Amazon. Dr. Patrick Deneen, full professor of political science at the University of Notre Dame. In the next segment, I'm going to ask him about what's it like to be not a flaming liberal in an organization like Notre Dame and be in the poli-sci department. But right now, we're continuing to talk. By the way, he's the author of a number of books, including Why Liberalism Failed. That's his new one. He's working on another one that we'll and by the way, your new one, Patrick, we expect you to launch that on the show, the one coming up. So don't forget that.
Oh, sure.
So we're talking about my position about math. Any ism, conservatism, liberalism, communism, socialism, any ism has to have a job, because every one of those have favored have ideals and favored children that they want to fund and they want to support, but some of these isms only have children, but they don't have a job. Liberalism doesn't have a job. And it would seem to me, seemed weird to me, Patrick, that people who were liberal wouldn't be the biggest champions of somebody like me or anybody else out here on Main Street who are paying taxes. You would think they would be carrying us around on a pillow, as my dad used to say, to help us make a living so we could pay more taxes so they could do more cool things with our tax dollars. Why, it's incongruous the way they feel about the marketplace, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that happened in liberalism was the kind of the be-all, end-all embrace of a kind of individualism that ended up embracing a kind of irresponsibility that I was talking about in the last segment. My favorite example of this was the campaign ad that appeared in 2012 for the Obama administration. I don't know if you remember this, The Life of Julia. Which portrayed a young woman who had a very successful life, apparently, but entirely constructed by various government programs. And so basically the message of the campaign in 2012 for President Obama was that if you want to have a successful life, make sure never to have any responsibility, duty, or obligation to any other human being, rely on the government to make it possible for you to have a successful life.
Without ever explaining who was going to pay, who was behind the green door, taking all kinds of risk and failing, many of them failing, just so those people could eat at the trough.
That's right. So the relationship becomes completely depersonalized. It's basically, you know, transfer from a variety of individuals through the state to another human being. But notice that what the message that was being conveyed is that you can be a true individualist if we have a large, encompassing state. And that's really where liberalism has gone. It's not that it's just statist. It's that it wants us to be sort of completely disconnected from each other. And I think of a true conservatism not simply as anti-statist. It's a concern about the state interfering with and disrupting and ultimately destroying the kinds of relationships that it seems to me are at the heart of human life.
And they're destroying the golden goose. You know, what bothers me is when liberals make it sound like I don't care about babies or the environment or clean water, you know, or people having a job, having fair, equal pay and all that kind of stuff. They act like I don't care about that, when all I'm saying is, guys, the math has to work. You can't sustain something where the math doesn't work. A business without enough margin can't sustain business. They eventually will fail. The math has to work. And that's the point that where I get rankled is when they make me look like a bad guy because I demand that the math work.
That's right. Now, in fact, you know, I mean, you mentioned environmentalism. Environmentalism is a really good example. You can't, in a sense, really be an environmentalist unless you have some kind of skin in the game, unless you really, in a sense, you really do embrace the idea that we have responsibility. And it seems to me that the left wants to be environmentalists without a kind of personal investment in actual environmentalism.
Without giving credit for what's already been accomplished. See, this
Absolutely.
Is the thing that got me, Patrick, was when Obama signed Paris and threw it back in the face of American businesses without ever saying, congratulations, American businesses. You, while growing the economy three times the size that it was in 97, you accomplished Kyoto Accord carbon footprint of 1990 levels, which was half the economy prior to Kyoto. You tripled the economy, and yet you dial back your carbon footprint. Congratulations, American businesses. Let's build on that. He never said that, but yet he threw Paris down our throat.
Right, yeah. Well, as we know, there was a kind of rebellion among the American electorate over that.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And I'm glad President Trump vetoed it, because it was never going to be in our favor. Kyoto was never in our favor. Even the people who signed Kyoto cheated on it, or it hobbled them. And so, anyway, it's got it, folks. The math has to work. And I tell small business owners, Patrick, I don't care. I understand if you like liberal ideas, but vote for your business first, so you can make enough money to help fund those ideals. Fund it with your business. But if you vote, if your first vote is for those ideals, and they don't have, and the math won't work, then you won't have your business or those ideals. Patrick Dineen, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Why Liberalism Failed. He'll be back with us after this break. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.